it's a nice thing to be preparing for finals, and I suppose that's the one thing we want to impress as well on everybody, is that you can't take them for granted. You know, it's never easy getting any final, and certainly it's always a tough task getting an Ulster final, as the boys well know, and it was tough getting to it last year, and it was great to win it. It was very tough getting to it again this year, so you know, we're delighted to be in it. The boys have worked extremely hard to get back to it, and now it's about just keeping the focus right and trying to get a big performance on the day, because we know that's what it's going to take if we want to beat Donegal.
The big performance came the second day when it was required against Armagh, and I suppose Monaghan now know that they can get that performance if they're required. There was a big performance there on the day that was required to get over Tyrone in a quarter final. The little dip of form in the middle, would that worry you?
Well, I suppose, you know, you never want to see a dip in form. You'd be hoping that wouldn't come, but football isn't like that. And I think it was a lesson to us as well, that if you let your intensity drop at all, you'll work that up. Just simple things, and by simple margins, that it can sort of have an added effect all around the field, and your performance will dip, you know, and that's what we found the second day. I felt that the last day then we our work and our intensity was much better. We were just tighter and more focused all around the field, and we got a much better performance, and we got the victory. But looking ahead to Donegal, we know that, you know, we have to play better than we've played all year. We know we're going to be meeting a much better Donegal team. It's a Donegal team that, you know, I suppose were caught on the hop last year to a degree in the Ulster final. They'll be looking, they're a much fresher team this year, they're a much hungrier team. Their passes to the final has been clear for them this year with regards to injuries and everything else. So, you know, it's going to be a massive task for us, but it's great to be there.
You mentioned they're caught on the hop maybe last year, and that was why at times maybe the credit that was due to this panel maybe didn't come their way for what was achieved and what they had done, because people said, ah, well, you caught Donegal on a bad day. So I suppose going out, and if you can defend it and hold on to your Ulster title this year, will really, really prove to a lot of the doubters what it is you have done with this panel.
Well, of course, it would be great to do that. But again, you know, we're not really too worried about, you know, what people say or you know, whether we're getting credit or anything else. The boys are a very level-headed bunch of fellas. They're working really hard. They've worked really hard from the start of the year. And all we're really focusing on is just getting a big performance. And if we do get that big performance and we win another Ulster title, well, then we'll get plenty of credit for it. So, no, it's just making sure that within the group, that, you know, there's a very clear focus and that everybody knows their job and everybody's clear on what we have to do to try and win the game, and so that's what we'll be focusing on.
There seems to be quite a competition within the panel as well for starting positions to be even part of a panel on a big match day as well, and I'm sure maybe from your point of view it gives you a headache as to who you're going to be picking for starting 15, but it's a good headache to have.
It is, surely, and there's no doubt that it is. There is great competition for places, and everybody's pushing hard, and you know, we've started a number of different fellas on different days in the championship, and we've tried an awful lot of fellas out in the league as well, and all of them have showed that they're well capable of playing at that level. And the thing about championship football as well, I suppose, is that you know, it is so tight and the panel is so competitive, is that, you know, if somebody's having an off day for whatever reason, you just put somebody else in for it, you know, and that's all part of the panel strength and so on.
You're getting quite familiar maybe with this Donegal side as well, contesting Ulster finals in the league up in Letterkenny, in a league final in Croke Park, and back in an Ulster final too. Jim McGuinness obviously would have been an interesting spectator at the two games that you had against Armagh. That familiarisation, do you think will either one of the panels have to come up with something a little different now to get them over the line?
Possibly will, and that two teams would, as you say, would have played each other in the final last and then the league this year, so we would know each other fairly well at this time. There will be, I suppose, there'll be different personnel in them, and it will be, you know, both teams I'm sure will be trying different wee bits and pieces that maybe give them that bit of an edge, but just by and large I think it's just the team that I suppose it comes down a lot to work it and intensity on the day, that the all important hunger, and then whichever team, you know, just uses the ball well and just performs better on the day, you know. So I think, you know, there can be different wee bits and pieces tweaked and so on, but I think it'll just more come down just to generally who gets it right in the day and who puts in the best performance.